Nick Roach. On behalf of the Silver and Black Show and Barron's Jewelers, I'd like to award you the Player of the Month for the month of December.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about all the hard work you put in this season.
You know, it's been a long year, despite the fact that our wins aren't quite where we want them to be. We definitely have improved in a lot of areas for all the new people that we had come in. We're beginning to learn how to work together successfully.
Terrific honor for Nick Roach, the December Raiders Player of the Month, brought to you by Barron's Jewelers, who's been serving the Raiders as a proud sponsor for many, many years. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Popp alongside Jim Plunkett. Certainly Nick Roach is a candidate, Jim. If you had to pick one guy as the Raider Player of the Year in 2013, who would it be?
It would be, for me, Rashad Jennings. I thought he stepped in and filled Darren McFadden's role extremely well, had a great year, and I was really impressed the way he carried the ball time after time, broke tackles, and I'm really excited about that 80-yard touchdown run he got against the Houston Texans down there to help us win that ball game.
That's a good choice. My choice would be on offense as well. It would be second-year wide receiver Rod Streeter, who had a terrific rookie season last year, undrafted in the NFL at a Temple, had 39 catches, but this year he has taken it to the next level and become clearly both Terrell Pryor early in the year and Matt McGloin's go-to guy. He is 152 yards away from 1,000 yards on the season, something a Raider receiver has not done since 2005. He has the combination of size at 6'3", 200 pounds and speed. He ran a 4.37, which he exhibited on the first play from scrimmage, a 44-yard touchdown pass to give the Raiders the quick 7-0 lead. Obviously, the 2013 season did not give the Raider Nation enough victories, just four heading into the final Sunday of the year, but there were many explosive plays on both offense and defense this season.
In 2013, the Oakland Raiders continued to rebuild, but for the Silver and Black, quitting was never an answer.
Let's go! You gotta finish!
Tough losses were lessons for a roster of young players with the average age of 24.
This is the old 2-4. It's the real 2-4.
The real 2-4, yeah. Right there.
That's the other.
Yeah, baby, back again.
The number 24 will be worn by a 37-year-old future Hall of Famer returning to the city where his career began.
So great to see Charles roaming that secondary link. I thought he was the best tackling corner that we've seen in football in 20 years, and now as a safety, he will light you up.
The pitch to Jones-Drew, around in, Charles Woodson. On the tackle, and he is fired up.
Woodson and the Raiders came into Week 5 with a 1-3 record and an AFC West matchup with the San Diego Chargers.
Raiders!
Woo! Here's Terrell Pryor back, going to take a deep shot on the first play of the game. He lays it out there, and it's caught by Rod Streeter! Touchdown! Raiders!
Loose football. Woodhead coughs it up. Scooped up. Charles Woodson will take it the distance. Touchdown, Oakland Raiders on the fumble recovery.
Oakland, baby.
Here's Rivers back at a sidearm one. Down the middle, intercepted by Charles Woodson.
It's over in Oakland. 27-17, the Raiders defeat the San Diego Chargers.
The next week, Oakland would lose to the undefeated Chiefs in a hostile environment at Arrowhead Stadium.
The Oakland Raiders' long six-game winning streak in Kansas City will come to an end.
Terrell Pryor went through growing pains in 2013, but showed flashes of a dynamic quarterback. Number two would make NFL history against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 8.
It's a read option. Pryor will keep it 10, 15, 20, 30, 40. He may go midfield. They're not going to catch Pryor. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Raiders!
Wow.
93 yards on the first play of the game.
The Raider defense sacked Ben Roethlisberger 5 times and intercepted him twice to hold on to a 21-18 win.
Deep down the sideline, it is intercepted. Mike Jenkins has it for the Raiders.
Intercepted by Tracy Porter.
And it is over.
9 to go, Raider Nation.
After making forward progress, Coach Allen's team lost 2 straight to the Eagles and Giants. Even then, the playoff hunt was still alive at 3-6.
no matter what happens the previous week. There's nothing you can do about that, whether it was good or bad. You got to move on to the next one. The only thing that we control now is how we go out and play against the Houston Texans.
Dennis Allen naming Matt McGloin as starting quarterback for this Sunday's game for the Oakland Raiders.
McGloin with his first NFL touchdown pass. Touchdown, Rod Streeter. How about Matt McGloin?
That was awesome. Just an incredible throw.
Downfield touchdown. What a throw. His third touchdown pass today.
Is this kid something or what?
Jennings will keep it left side. Big run. Runs over Swearinger. 40. Midfield 40. 30. Down the sideline 20. 10. 5. Touchdown! Raiders! Fourth down and 7 from the 8. Shot back. Time throws end zone. Broken up! The Raiders take over, and they have only one timeout left. The Raiders will win the football game.
Consistency was something the Raiders looked for in 2013. Along the way, core players were found to strengthen Oakland's foundation for the future.
Oh, what an effort! Andre Holmes!
Fabulous catch.
One hand, one shoe.
Here's Case Keenum getting hit as he throws. Intercepted over the middle. Taken by Nick Roach. Grease a big hole. Look at this big back go. Touchdown! Raiders!
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go, baby. And let's go out there today. You can't lose. You're going to war. No. Ready on three, one, two, three.
Broncos are going to come in here all fired up. They want to get that number one seed. As they say, anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday, and hopefully that'll be the case for the Raiders.